Welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast, a place where new moms share their experience and new dads can listen in to learn what your partner may not be telling you. With 5 questions, you will learn what is going great and what she truly needs from her partner to feel supported. All with your host, Greg Coral, results coach, author of The Gifted Storyteller, school principal, and oh yeah, he's a dad too.
Greetings, parents, and I hope you are having a fantastic day. Welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast. The purpose of the Wine and Wipes podcast is to give new moms a home and a place they can listen to what other new moms have experienced in the first 1 to 4 years of becoming a mom. All our moms have children under 4, so the information and experience is relevant. So what happens after a baby is born and the couple is first starting out, and then an in-law steps in and oversteps their boundaries in trying to help? While the intent may be for the better, oftentimes they do more damage to the relationship without being aware of it. This is actually very common and happens quite frequently. So today we're going to hear from Anna, a mom who actually wishes to remain anonymous. While she wanted to share her story so that she could help other parents avoid the problems that she had, she of course wanted to keep a sacred space around her family and her experience. Let's listen.
Welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast. Thank you for taking the time out to help new parents on their journey. Why don't you start by telling us a little about yourself? What's your name? How many kids do you have? And what are their ages?
Okay, my name is Anna. I have 2 kids, and one is 2.5, and one is 10 months.
Oh, beautiful. Congratulations on the new kids.
Thank you.
What would you say is the biggest joy about being a mom?
It's very difficult, especially when they are so close in age. But I really enjoy watching how they are evolving as little humans, how they're changing, how they are gaining new knowledge and, you know, all the things that come with growing up. But also, I'm enjoying imagining what it's going to be like later as well.
Mm. Okay. And do you have any specific routines that you use to make your life easier? Maybe something you figured out after your first child that you're now using with your second, or any routines?
Okay. Pretty much my whole day is a routine. If I step a little bit away from it, it's the whole hell breaks loose. So I always try to stick with like everything. So you wake up, you wash, you brush your teeth, whatever. Feeding always at the same time, going to sleep at the same time, just trying to stick to the same time all day. But from each day, it varies, because on weekends, the toddler doesn't go to daycare, so it changes a little bit. And as the baby is growing, it changes as well. But yeah, all day is a routine, all day. Otherwise, it would be craziness.
So yeah. Let me ask slightly differently. So in other words, there was a mom who told me once that what she learned was that every time she came back from a walk, she immediately refilled the diaper bag. So this way she didn't have to do that when she was first getting ready to leave the next time. Is there anything like that specific that you can think of?
Preparing meals in advance, making sure that I have for the baby, like all the purees ready. And because I am still nursing, I have to kind of make a routine with, like, if I'm working, to make sure that I pump at a certain time. And yeah, I don't know. But it keeps changing as he's growing. It keeps changing. So I'm not sure, I guess, like with that.
So you have to be flexible.
I have to be flexible, but sometimes when I'm flexible, everything turns on me. So you have to be flexible, but not to be too rigid. But I don't know. It's a person, every person is different, you know? Some people are more rigid, some people are more flexible. I think I'm more rigid. And when something goes out of order, I have to get it back in order right away. Otherwise, it's difficult. Mm. So it's for different people, it's different, I guess.
Makes sense. So big question and always interesting. Did you have any challenges with your family in regards to the way that you're choosing to parent your children?
Yes, yes I did. Not with my family, because my family respects my wishes, what I think about raising them. And I don't think that they should be watching television until 1.5 at least, or any screens. And my family, they may not agree with me, but they respect my choices.
But you're telling me your in-laws pressured you a little on that.
Not even pressuring me, just not listening and just doing it their way,
So how do you deal with that when that happens?
I just make sure that they're not around anymore. I mean, but I'll tell you something, and it's not a good situation at all, in fact. So it was just, this person was here all the time. When the first baby was born, every single day she was here in our house. And she said, once I see that you don't need help, I will be gone. I won't be here anymore. And we were fine. And she was still here, and she was still here, and she was taking over the father's duties. And it was bad. That shouldn't happen.
So how'd you deal with that? Did you just create boundaries or just cut the pet off?
Yeah, I created boundaries. I kept asking to not come so often, to stay. We've kind of leave our family to grow on our own. Do not take over for your son. Don't take over for your son. Let him be a man. Let him take responsibility.
Mm.
So I kept asking. She wasn't listening. And then problems started. Now I don't see her at all. That's it.
Does she see the babies at all?
Yeah, of course. Why not? They need their grandmother, no matter what.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, but that is a big thing. And I know what happens tends to happen is that when in-laws don't respect those boundaries, they create a rift within the relationship between the two partners who are raising the children. So it can become a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of that, what are 2 to 3 qualities that either you really love about your partner in terms of helping or wish your partner had?
I know this sounds bad, but I can't think of anything that I love about him anymore.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I can't. We're not together anymore, so. Think about him that when he is with the kids, he's good. He's really good with them. He's makes them happy and makes them laugh and plays with them, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
No, go ahead, please.
I wish that he was more more responsible. I wish I felt support from him. I wish they say it, I would feel like I'm behind a brick wall. I don't know if they say it in English like that,
mm-hmm.
but that's how we say it. So I didn't feel that. I didn't feel protected. I felt for example, I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
When the older baby was born, I was trying to kind of teach him to sleep on his own when he was a little older. And the neighbors didn't like that very much because he was screaming. And so they knocked on the wall. It was the middle of the night and he was crying. And I was, I was already stressed out because he was very hard with him. And they were knocking on the wall. And their dad, instead of supporting me, he was like, I can understand them. They want to sleep and blah, blah, blah. Okay, mm-hmm. fine. But he was mad at me for me being annoyed with that. Anyways, my mom stepped in. She went to those people and she told them that this is a baby. What do you expect? Babies cry. Why does my mom have to protect me? And he kind of went against me. Oh, yeah. That's just mm-hmm. one of the stories. I'm sure I'll think of something later.
And that's honestly one of the reasons that I'm doing this is because a lot of marriages, go through a lot of risks, especially right after a baby's born in the first 2 years. It's very common. One of the things I'm trying to gain from this is give new dads or future dads insight into what a woman might be feeling and wanting. So this way, maybe they can in advance think about doing something different to protect their relationship. So that's a perfect example in terms of making sure you're always supporting, you know, your partner's decisions.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you could think of that I wish he did this?
You know, he spent a lot of weekends. One of the biggest problems was that his mom supported his decisions to not spend time with his family. And he's the only child. He doesn't have a dad. But he listens to her, you know, so he thinks that whatever she thinks or says is right. And every weekend, when he was working Monday through Friday, like all day, and every weekend he would go and play whatever, sport for 5 or 6 to 7 hours every Saturday and Sunday when I was here alone. And he would tell me, oh, it's okay, I'll just tell my mom to help. But I don't need your mom here. We don't have the best relationship already, and it's not her responsibility to do what you need to do. So that's another thing, is that he didn't spend time with us when he should have. Or when I would get, like, I think I got some tickets to go see some show, and he's like, why would I go see a show when it's such nice weather outside and I could go play sport? So I ended up going with a friend of mine. And this was a present for his birthday. He didn't want to go because it was nice outside.
Right.
So it's a lot of things. This is, I mean, listen, when I think about it too much, I could get angry about it. Right? Yeah. So try not to.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things also that through my research has been, and my own experience, it's women, or I should say new moms, they have to do certain things. Whereas guys kind of feel like they have a choice, or the partner feels like they have a choice. Whereas if she doesn't have a choice, why do you have a choice?
Yeah.
And that kind of creates a rift right there, that feeling like you have more freedom when she does not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, it makes 100% it makes sense. But I wonder if they even understand that. That they understand that, what you just said.
They don't.
About the choice. Some people don't. Some. I think that some men don't even understand that a woman really doesn't really have a choice. She needs to be with the baby, especially if she's nursing the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, and he would like leave. I don't think that he even realized. He would say, oh, I'll just, you know, I'll take over. You go do your thing. I'm like, I can't. I have to be with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Some men don't even understand, I think.
And I don't know if through this, you know, it's going to help everybody, but if it helps some, I think that's the goal of, you know, why I'm doing this and why I appreciate the fact that you're doing this.
Yeah.
So last question. What advice would you give a soon-to-be mom or dad or parent?
Yes, okay. I like, this is my favorite question. I have a lot of advice.
Go for it.
No, I mean, the biggest advice is to do everything together and don't let people tell you how to do things. Do it the way that you think is right, because the parents they're the primary caretakers. You make the choices. Don't let other people pressure you into anything. So I think that's the thing. Like, do everything together. Man help the woman help the man, or man help the man, woman help the woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How it is. So just if you go through all the hardships together, you will grow closer.
Well said.
That's my advice. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm so
you.
I'm very bad at this, these interviews and everything. And I wrote everything down, but, you know.
Actually, quite the contrary. I really appreciate the fact that you've been completely honest and vulnerable and sharing, because you hit upon a few major, major things that become rifts in most relationships when they have new children. So thank you so much, Anna. I really appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
So there you have it. Unfortunately, not every story and journey that we're going to share is going to be a success. It's a success in terms of her making decisions as a mom, but unfortunately, because of what happened and what went down, there are consequences. And this is something to always remember and something to think about in advance of having a child is being clear on the boundaries you want to set, the expectations you want to create as a couple for everybody around you. Because again, the intent is to help oftentimes, but that doesn't mean that we want the help or need the help. So one of the key factors when you're expecting a child, or even after you've had the child, is being clear on the boundaries you're setting for the people around you so that you and your partner can work on establishing the relationship you want and raising the child in the way that you want. And remember, moms, while there may be times you feel lonely or confused or unsure what to do, you are not alone. While billions of women have had children before, we understand this may be your first and the first time you're dealing with this experience and figuring things out as you go. And that's why we're here to support you. So make sure to reach out to some of the moms on our interviews. And of course, you could reach out to me and I could always forward that information along. As for the dads listening in, I thank you in advance because I know you want to become a legendary father. Quick reminder that the Legendary Father course is available at legendaryfathermap.com, where I take you through the steps on creating your best self so you could be a model for your baby. Create an amazing day, parents. Please visit wineandwipes.com to provide feedback on the podcast, request to be interviewed for the podcast, and connect both with me, Greg Coral, and my guests. You can also connect with me at greg@thegiftedstoryteller.com or on Instagram at @thegiftedstoryteller. Remember, change happens when we take what we learned and then put it into action. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. See you soon for the next one.